right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the podcast where Gio sits in my garage and flicks a bottle of apple cider. Wait, not apple cider. It's hard cider. This is episode 2.83. I'm your host, Levi. And with me, I have one co-host, Gio.
The Hudson Valley is located in New York, in Walden, New York, and that's where they make Angry Orchard Cider.
And with me, another co-host, a man who only drinks Bud Light, Ryan.
That was Paranoid by Weezer.
Weezer?
Yeah, it's off the Teal album. It's just a whole bunch of covers, and they're solid.
Oh, that's like the new one, right?
Yeah.
It's I'm going to have to listen to it then.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's really good.
I never was into Weezer.
Weezer has grown on me, yeah. They had some hits that I'm like, you know what, I kind of like Weezer.
Yeah, there was a cult following of them.
They had it, yeah.
They had this like cult following like back in the old, like before they were super big. And all my buddies were into them, and I thought they were lame.
I thought the sweater song was funny.
Yeah,
even. And I like the, what, hip. Hippie.
Yeah, and then they started to figure out that, like, they
made, like, pop songs.
Yeah, it's just like, let's just write one
the
song.
The big one is Buddy Holly. That's the...
Uh-huh. The,
yeah, now
that one's good.
That one's big.
Just like Buddy Holly.
But I guess, like, this could be wrong, but one of my buddies was telling me that, like, they're like a business. So they're not buddies in a band. They just, like, they get together, they play music.
I heard that, too.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's true. Listeners, you can fact check that if you'd like, but that's what I've heard, is that they're more like co-workers. Like, they get together, they write songs, then they leave and go home and do their own thing.
We have a sponsor.
What?
Yeah.
Hit me with that sponsor.
It's Spotify. They gave me free Hulu.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. I
don't know how that benefits the show.
Yeah.
Because I got something.
So you learn new words from the shows you're able to watch through Hulu, which allows you to provide better content through your vocabulary that you've acquired from Hulu.
I mean, I don't know all of those words, but yeah. It's awesome. Free Hulu for all premium Spotify people.
Unless you have a family account.
Yeah, so you have to have a premium
personal account.
I'm going to get premium personal Spotify soon.
Yeah, that's no great. Ads and free Hulu.
Yeah, I just am so sick of these stupid fucking ads.
Ads, like, everywhere.
You know they make them annoying on purpose.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah?
You know, like...
There's a show on Netflix called Maniac, and there's this concept in it. It's like sci-fi, and it's a little bit slightly dystopian future, right?
So sure.
It takes place a little bit future now, and when you don't have money and you need to do something, like, this girl in the show's like, I need to take a train from, like, Texas to New York. And they're like, well, it costs this much. She goes, well, I'll do an ad buddy. And they're like, okay, your ad buddy will be here in an hour, and then your train will leave shortly after. So then it shows her on the train, and there's just a girl next to her reading her advertisements the whole way from Texas to New York.
Whoa.
And it's like, that girl gets paid by all those advertisements. So, like, the ad person will be like, you wear shirts. Okay, let me read you about these shirts. And she, like, starts reading her all the shirts. And then she'll be like, do you have a dog? No. Okay, cat? No. Parrot? No. Okay, so pets? No. And, like, she's asking her, like, and then she flips through this huge catalog.
Is that Emma Stone?
Yeah.
Yes.
To ads.
That's so cool.
I've gotten through, like, 4 episodes of that show, and I can't decide if I like it
yet. I finished it, and I don't remember that I've watched it, except that part.
Interesting.
Wow. It was a weird show. Like, I watched it because it was, like...
And some of it's, like, dreams.
It's weird, stuff, yeah. Right? It's interesting. It's very, like, rabbit hole. I don't know how to explain that, what that means, but that's what it
is. I get that. I know. I totally get that. It's you down a rabbit hole, and if it's rabbit holey, then there's, like, you go down the rabbit hole, and there's another rabbit hole.
It's just like, yes.
Or maybe you go down that other rabbit hole, and then there's 2 rabbit holes.
And it's all within one rabbit hole.
Right.
Wholeception is what they call it.
Wholeception.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
How often do you go to the doctor?
Oh, man. Whenever something's wrong?
Twice in the last 9 years.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not a frequent doctor visitor, but I have a few stories to tell you, because recently I've been going to the doctor.
Yeah. The thing with the doctor, though, is you never just go in, like, one time just because he's, or at least not right now, right, for me. But when I do go, it's like, okay, well, come back in a week and let's see how everything is and I'll run some more tests. And then if you're still sick, then, okay, well, one more appointment this week because one of your tests showed this. And
yeah,
I
it's usually
check.
Follow-up
So
stuff,
it's like
right?
3 things to handle the one thing you went in for
mm-hmm.
with a couple ongoing checkups.
Okay, so I have like a million thoughts about the doctors.
Yeah.
Because I don't go very often and then like, but I've been
What a great topic.
Yeah. So, okay, there's two topics here, too. There's doctors, and then we'll get to going to a hospital.
Yeah, sure.
So, first off, there's different kinds of people in the doctor's office, right? Sure. And the one I can't stand is, like, Mr., or in this case, it was Mrs., like, get to know you, talk to you about X, Y, or Z.
I hate that.
Like...
that might be me.
That's like life.
Kind of, yeah. Like, this lady's in the doctor's office, like, trying to chat... She's trying to chat the guy behind me up, then he leaves, and she knows by my body language not to talk to me. And then she's talking to the cashier lady. I'm, like, just thinking, like, is she nervous, or is she, like... Like, I don't need to hear your life story. I don't need to hear why you chose to come to this doctor's office. I don't need to hear what your cat's doing. I don't need to hear about how your kids blah, blah. Like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sit down, shut up, get in line, and then go
play,
in
play there. On your phone and wait till the doctor comes.
That's what I want to do. Yes. Please. Like, and that's what I do to make sure I don't make eye contact.
Play on the phone.
But then, like, once you get in the doctor, like, are you... Like, are you Mr. Chatted Up with the doctor? Like, become friends? Like,
hey, what's up?
Uh-huh.
Nah.
No. Yeah.
I want to get down to it. Like, he comes in, what's wrong? I tell him what's wrong, and he starts trying to fix me.
Yeah. For some reason, like, my personality shuts down. I go full robot.
When the doctor comes in?
Yeah, any
doctor. I think it's just you're trained when you're a kid to do that.
Maybe.
Yeah, just sit down, shut up, and answer his questions.
Answer questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys realize how kind of crazy the thought of a doctor is?
Yes.
Like, you go in there and you're just like, this is wrong with me. And they're like, okay, well, I have no idea what you've been eating for the last 10 years. Like, like where you live. Yeah. Like, do you just breathe, like, soot, like, all the time? Like, and you're just like, tell me what's wrong. And you're like, it's just, mm-hmm. It just seems a little far-fetched that, like, one person could diagnose, like, one of a million things that could be wrong with you, right?
And
like,
right.
Then there's a specialist for everything. And they're like, well, why didn't I just start with the effing specialist if my lung hurts or
whatever? Dude, because you got an HMO.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the whole it's just freaking weird, man. And, like, uh-huh. The older I get, the more weird I think it is, mm-hmm. because of how you go in there for one thing. And it's like, how confident am I that he, like, actually knows what the hell I'm talking about?
Right. Totally. So, I go in earlier this week to get blood drawn, okay? And I get, like... Old Pamela is going to draw my blood.
Yeah.
Okay. So she starts sticking this needle in my arm.
Oh, no.
Okay. And she can't get the vein.
Yeah, she's inaccurate.
And she's digging around. She's fucking blaming me.
What'd she say?
She's like, what's wrong with you? This always works. Can't seem to get it with you. You must be a problem. And so this is the point where I want to yell at this lady who has a needle that she's sticking around in my arm.
Right.
Right? But this lady has a needle in my arm. So I don't want to piss her off. So I just sit there and smile and just like, you'll get it. And then she's like, did you drink a lot of water this morning? I'm like, I'm supposed to fast before this. So no. Oh, well, that's the problem. You're supposed to drink more water. Next time, drink more water. And she's, like, lecturing me. And I'm just sitting there. Again, like, I just want to scream at her because she's digging this thing around my arm, but...
She's digging this thing around
her arm. So then she fucking... She moves her arm and knocks it. She's like, whoops! And hits it and, like, twists into my arm.
Whoops! Whoops!
And so...
Whoops!
Whoops!
I'm just thinking, like... Who's, like, I want to go out into the lobby and be like, who let her be here?
who let her be here?
So she...
who let her be here? Excuse me?
Who allowed her into the building?
How did old Pam get in again? She just whoops me.
Yes. And so... She pulls the damn thing out of my arm. She's like, well, we're going to try something else. She puts my hand up on this brick thing and then sticks me, like, right here on my hand.
In your wrist?
In my wrist, yeah. And she totally gets it. And then she's bitching at me at how slow it's going.
Like, your heart's not beating enough
blood? No, because I didn't drink enough water.
At that point, like, you fake pass out to make her feel better. I feel like,
and it is, it's going slow, and she's sitting there going, well, Mora takes normally faster than this, but she didn't drink enough water. Yeah, well, look at this one. Sure hope there's going to be enough here. And she won't stop talking. Like, she won't stop, like, lecturing me, and I'm sitting there thinking, it's slow, but they're filling up.
Yeah. You know who she needs to treat is the lady who wouldn't let you play on your phone in the lobby.
She did.
Be best friends.
No, she did. After I left, I mean, that they had to do that. So
she had a great time.
Anyways, and then she's like, okay, you're going to... And I'm like, it's fine. You can do my rest. She's like, well, there's going to be lots of bruising. And I'm like, I'm fine with that. Just do what you need to do. Get your job done. You're doing a great job.
You said that?
Absolutely, I did. She's got a needle in your arm.
Right?
I do not want to piss this lady off. So I get up and I leave. So, okay. Fast forward to a new scenario here. Okay. Is being at a hospital. So I've been at a hospital a bunch of times, right? Sure. For wrists and all kinds of things.
Your injuries, yeah.
So I had to go to a hospital today, okay, this morning, and have a procedure done.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in, and there's like the nurses are all sitting around at the little, there's like a little like, when you go in a hospital, there's like a little like battle station in the middle,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And they're sitting there just chatting it up about how exciting it is that it's Friday, okay?
Oh my gosh, I have a story about this too. Yeah, go ahead.
And if you guys know, this may be a topic for a different time, but I hate when people talk about how excited they are for Friday.
Yeah. You're back on the not digging Friday train.
Yeah, I'm back on the train.
Yeah.
I watched some like motivational LinkedIn video about how that's stupid.
So
I'm
like it.
Yeah, I'm back on. Yeah, I'm back in.
Yeah, it's always made sense.
Yeah. So the nurse comes, she pulls me in. Also, like, she's super hot.
Nice.
Which is not awesome because, you know, when you go to the hospital, you're going to have to, like, get naked and, like, put on a robe.
Or be super derp.
Yes, you're the derpiest, yeah. Right? So we get in. I get all set up. They send the doctor in, and he's talking. But he's not a doctor. He's, like, a physician's assistant or something like that, right? And he's trying to be a doctor. Mm. And he's, like, telling me all these things I should do.
How do you know he wasn't a doctor?
Because he told me he wasn't.
Okay.
He said he was a physician's assistant.
Okay.
All right. So they go on to do the procedure, and he leaves, and then I go into this little corner to change my clothes, back into my regular clothes, and these girls start talking shit about him.
Well, you're...
I'm like, right there. Yeah, I'm right there. They're like, ugh, did you see the way he is with me? Did you see the way Brian is with me? Oh my gosh, yeah, you should totally ask to him get to move to another person so you can work with a different doctor. Just, ugh, I know. And they're just like, ragging on Brian. And he was a nice guy.
Is Brian single?
I don't know. He was, I mean...
The nurses could be single.
I don't get it. What are you...
He's just hitting on hot nurses?
No, they're upset that he's not paying enough attention to them, or maybe he's paying too much attention, or they dated and they broke up or something.
I think that's what it is. That's like...
Hospital drama.
It was hospital drama.
So who would you rather have, Brian or Pam?
Brian.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. So, anyways, that's my story.
Well, can we talk about the quick thing real quick with the Battle Station Friday thing you said?
Okay, yes.
So at a hospital, they're open every day, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck does Friday matter?
In a hospital?
But we were at the hospital last week, and we were in there, and like everyone was like, oh, like, you know how small talk people do like at work? They're like, oh, well, it's Friday, so at least there's that. And people were all saying this to each other. I was like, don't you work on weekends? Like, don't you have to come here tomorrow? Like... Why the hell does it matter? But I think it was just weird.
You're going to be open tomorrow.
Like, you're going to be here till 2 a.m. and have to come back tomorrow. Like, why are you saying, at least it's Friday? Like,
that's a really good point.
So, I will attest to this, though. I think, in general, the people who do work Monday through Friday, which is a larger population than people who don't, are in a better mood on Fridays. So your day in general, no matter what you do, will usually be bumping into people who are in a better mood than they are more other days of the week.
Yeah.
So like when I used to bartend, it was my like Monday, right? Like Fridays were like when my week got started, but everyone was in a good mood and they were relaxing and chilling out. So it felt to me like better mood. I don't know that I'm just trying to justify it. Still think it's weird.
I get it.
Getting a little bit of asthma, so I'm going to shut up now.
You're getting asthma from this?
Yeah,
talking too much?
Talk too much.
I didn't know that talking so much could ignite
your asthma. It's only because it's spring and I have allergies. It's like this whole thing, dude. Yeah.
Ryan, do you get allergies?
Just dust. Like, I'm allergic to dust. Like, if it's too dusty, Like, I'll start sneezing.
He's so fucking fake, dude.
He's so serious, though. He's so...
I know you're serious, and I'm really sorry if I'm being insensitive, but I think that's fucking bullshit. Anyone, if you blow dust in their face, is gonna sneeze.
No, like, if I... If my house...
It's if it's too dusty.
Yeah. If... Like, if, if there's a dust devil outside, yeah, okay, everybody's going to sneeze. But if I go into my house and it hasn't been gone through and dusted or vacuumed, I will just start sneezing. Like, through high school, I think it's a little more intense for me. Like, throughout high school, we couldn't figure out why I would wake up every morning and sneeze, like, 30 to 40 times every single morning.
How'd you ever go to school?
I just worked. They're just sneezes. It's not like
40.
At least. Yeah.
40.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Sounds like you need to go to the doctor.
Hey, you guys are going to the doctor a lot. I'm not going to the doctor enough, I guess. Like, you both have been to the doctor.
Silly. I still think that's made up, but I have heard other person say it.
I'm super allergic to, like...
Sorry if I seem insensitive to anybody who has actually allergies to...
Lots of dust.
Lots of concentrated dust. All
right, I'm going to end the episode on that. All right, Gio, take us home.
Hey, facebook.com/manroomradio. Check it out. Leave us some tiddly bits on what you would like to hear more about. Tweet or Instagram us. And you know what? We'll see you next time. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for joining. I saved this seat. Sorry it's a little warm, but it was for you.
I'm the baby. That's my mommy. That's my daddy. We're all sharks. That's my grandma.
This one's for SB Gaming.
My grandpa.
Oh, he sent me what he means.
Someone asked me. So we have a follow up on that. But for right now. Allergies are bull.